Oh.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are
Spirit, empower us. Oh, shift us from our humanity. Bring us into divinity, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you for this mighty conference. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. We bless the woman of God, bless all the pastors, bless all the sons and the daughters, and we commit all the other men of God who are coming. Put your word in their mouth. Send us your sent word through your sent servants. Oh, yes. He sent his word. Send us a word. Even this morning, Lord, talk to us and bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying with thanksgiving. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. We want to thank God for the life of our prophet, mighty bishop. Bishop Daniel Mills, who has paved the way for many, 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 many millions around the world. And such men are not plenty. And so, because he's among the few, we thank God for his life and what he stands for. Amen. And we also want to thank God for our precious Lady Joy. Yes, some of you don't know what it means to even, I didn't even know that he brought the bishop all the way from Bolgatanga. It's not a small journey. Woman of God is too wild. And we thank God for such faith. If you are not a pastor who travels, you don't know what it means to move from place to place, and even the financial accoutrements alone, you don't even know. You don't even know this pastor cry, how much should I give him? How much should I not give him? What is he going to be offended or whatever? As for the students, they are always shouting, amen, I receive, amen, I receive. But the pressure, somebody is soaking the pressure. Put your hands together for the woman of God, for the faith. Bishop Ogo will come. My friend, the other guy will also come. It's not a small thing, yes. All of them to know from Kumasi. This is an international bishop. Bringing people, crisscrossing them. Very, very, very powerful. Amen. And let's honor our bishop all the way from Bolgatanga. Oh, my God. Yes. If he was working in the now government, he has to collect per diem, traveling allowance, whatever. But the man of God has come freely to bless us. We thank God. What a blessing. Amen. Sit on the neck of your enemies. Now, the title of my message this morning, which I want to run very fast so we can pray, is prayer journalism. It's two words drawn together, prayer and evangelism. But you see, what people don't know is that we win souls through prayer. We win souls through prayer. Many of you here were very stubborn. Prayer brought you. But the problem is that you don't know who prayed. That's why yesterday I said, you will be very wicked to sit in the church, and when we are going on outreach, you won't go. Somebody's prayer gave birth to you. And you read the Bible in the book of Acts. When Stephen was being stoned, Acts 7, he prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. He could have cursed them, but he didn't curse. Apostle Paul was standing there receiving the winter coat of the people, stoning the prophet. And we all know that nobody knows how Paul became born again. Jesus met him. But it was the prayer of Philip the evangelist. When he said, Lord, forgive them, Paul was located. So maybe you are sitting here, there is somebody who prayed in America, India, somewhere. They took the Ghana map and they began to pray. And today you are the fruit of their prayer. Now when we are calling you to pray, you say you won't come. So because of you, somebody is going to hell. God, the prayer is not traveling enough. So you can't win souls without prayer. We first win them on our knees before we win them physically. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give them, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. But more importantly, we have to realize that in the book of Psalms, where he says, ask of me, Psalm 2 verse 8, and I will give you the nations. Remember, a human being is also a nation. Every nation begins with one. Then it becomes a multitude. I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. So we have to realize that all this, let's win souls, begin with prayer. Prayer makes the man. Prayer makes the preacher. Prayer makes the soul winner. If you don't pray, your heart will rather move towards material things, not spiritual things. Prayer turns your heart from the material to the spiritual. In preaching, the soul winner is an orator. In prayer, the soul winner becomes an oracle. What's the difference between an orator and an oracle? An orator is somebody who talks. He can talk nice words. But sometimes you can speak, but your words have no effect. But when an oracle speaks, it's like a medicine juju man. Your words carry spiritual power. And so we have to pray until we move from orators to oracles. Now, you see a highly educated man, a very powerful politician, they will leave the city and go to the outskirts of the village because there is a juju man hiding there. The juju man has never been to school, but anything he says, they will do. Because he carries spiritual power. That is an oracle. An oracle carries spiritual power that can shift atmosphere, move people and move things. So all the presidents and other things, if he's not a believer, he has an oracle. So they listen to oracles more than orators. So when we just go, give your life to Christ, give your life to Christ. No, an orator is talking. But when the man soaks himself in prayer, he goes as an oracle. That's when you can look at the soul winner and say, you, 3 years ago, you had an accident. He said, what? Are you a psychic? This is what we call supernatural evangelism. You don't just only preach the scripture, you prophesy whilst you are preaching. And when you prophesy, they bow to prophecy. They bow to the prophetic. You see, every human being you see, they have a desire for the supernatural. That's why no matter what you say, that's why sometimes the prophets are able to command more attention.
Because every human being, there is a supernatural foundation inside him. No matter what you do, a man will consult something. No matter what you do, you put a tree, they will go and talk to the tree. You put, so that is, it's inside. And so when the soul winner now pray, he turns into an oracle, and an oracle can tell you about your future. It can tell you about what is going to. You see, you don't need to be called the, you don't need, we don't need, we don't need to use the word prophet on you. Everybody can prophesy. Everybody with the spirit of Jesus Christ. And you see, one of the ways to win hardened sinners is to enter into the prophetic. By the time you say, your mother died when you were 3 years old. What a man of God. Can you tell me more? Then you say, I will tell you more if you give your heart to Jesus. But we have normal human beings winning souls. Well, it doesn't work. We need oracles. 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 And so it is prayer that turns the orator into an oracle. If you are a pastor, don't remain an orator. An orator is an ordinary teacher. Jesus was not an orator, he was an oracle. Now, in John chapter 4, when he met a woman, there are certain levels of sinners. It takes an oracle to win them. He said, Madam, can you give me water? He said, sir, look at you. When I look at your dressing, you are a Jew. The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So all this racism started a long time ago. And the woman said, by the way, you don't even have a cup. How can you draw water? Okay, use your cup to draw water for me. No, I don't have anything to do with you. I don't have anything to do with you. Then Jesus entered into the supernatural. He became an oracle. He said, Madam, go and call your husband. You see, this is the area of this woman's life that he doesn't want anybody to mention. Why this man didn't ask me anything? Except this particular thing. I have so many areas of my life. Why? Because an oracle can enter into the nooks and the crannies of your life and bring the future into the present. And at that level, no matter how bad you are, you will bow. Because all men bow to the supernatural. And so he said, okay, the woman, you have had 5 husbands, even the current one. What? How did this one man know? These are the type of men I want to follow. So the woman said, are you a prophet? Because our fathers told us. So I'm going to give you a very hard question. We are confused as to where to worship. Is it Jerusalem? Why he didn't ask any other preacher? He saw this was not an orator. This is an oracle. And when the chief one can say, you call a bisa. It means that you can ask about your future from a man. So our old ladies, when they even give birth, they say, my main corner, my co-boos, I'm a bay in a shebre. Then they go say, I call him a woman, obey Jimmy Fuana, so obey any petition. And then they tell them, they tie your destiny. So I pray that after this conference, orators will be turned into oracles. 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 By the time you meet somebody and say, hey, you, tomorrow you have an essence, but I tell you, you are going to get B+. And the person go and pa. You don't need to look for him again. He will look for you. He will look for you. He will look for you. Let me follow you and know where you got this special gift from. I said, it's only prophets who can prophesy. No, anybody, everybody. Because it's the Holy Ghost, you see, speaking through you. And especially when it has to do with souls, God is already ahead. He loves souls. And so he can give you any insight when you want to win souls. This woman followed Jesus, not because Jesus was talking nice. Because Jesus entered into the depth of her life. But you see, we have not taught people that one. Supernatural evangelism is when you meet a sinner, you ask God, can you tell me anything about this person? Listen, anybody can do it. Can you tell me something about this person? And I want you to start trying it. I want you to start trying it. You meet a very pompous lady and say, you have had 2 broken hearts. Yeah. 3 or 4. Yeah. Ah, man, it's a woman of God. Where are you coming from? But you see, we don't know these things. So the next time you meet us, so ask the Holy Ghost, give me a word. I don't want to preach to this lady as an orator. They are tired of our words. I want to be an oracle. And see whether they follow you or not. That's why we have to pray. That's how we have to pray. Prayer turns the orator. But you see, we are saying that. But listen, human beings don't want to follow orators. They want to follow oracles. I tell you, beginning of this, whatever, January, we started our 21 days fasting, 1st January. I told them, if you like, come. If you don't like, don't come. If you need a tear rubber blessing, let's start the fasting 1st January. January number 5 days into the fasting, somebody's baby died. It's not a baby, it's a young boy. The fasting was on. 5 days into the oraculous. They say, hey, they called the young lady. The mother-in-law said, your son has died though. We are on our way to the hospital, whatever. He said, Mama, wait a minute. Oh. On the 31st, my pastor brought anointing oil and communion. And we ate it and anointed ourselves. And he said, nobody would die. I came home and I ministered the communion to my son. I gave him the communion on Saturday. He can't die on Sunday because the life of Jesus is still flowing. The baby boy jumped back to life. Oracle. Don't be an oracle. Tell your friend, don't be an orator. Be an oracle. Go around and talk to somebody. That's what I want you to know, that in prayer, you see, one of the things people don't know is that, you see, when you read, you know about God. When you pray, you know God. That's why somebody can be a Bible teacher and not be born again. He knows about God, but he doesn't know God. It's like you. You know this woman? Abi is not your wife. You don't know her. You only know about her. When you marry her, and now you stay together, flowing together, talking together, doing other things together, that's when you say, I know her. Now you don't know her. You know about her. So all this reading, it helps out to know about God. You want to really know God, you know him in prayers. You know him in prayer because prayer is relationship. There is a transfer of virtue when we pray. There is a transfer of virtue. My BK teacher was number one drunkard. He was called a Jewusu. When he opens the Bible, you don't know whether you know the Bible. And yet in the evening, he will boost and carry his two shoes and put it on top of his head. A car killed him on the Tafu Road after boozing. When I heard it, my heart broke. He knew about God, but he didn't know God. And so, if our evangelism is going to work, we need oracles in the street. We need oracles who know that the papa, 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 as soon as we come out and say, Abi, you are called Lucy. That's the dimension I want to talk to you about. Don't say somebody is a prophet, but you are what? Isn't that the same Holy Ghost? Prophesying through them. And this, I'm not even talking about the office of the prophets. I'm just talking about the function of the prophets. You can function 15 minutes as a prophet. When you finish, come back to your fried rice state. After the soul has followed you to church. I tell you. Yeah? Anytime I meet Bishop Dag, he called me prophet. I said, Papa, I don't know why you call me prophet. And then I meet the prophets too. They say, you are one of us. I say, no, I don't know who I am. But at any time in time, I can switch. Depending on the circumstance and what is happening. That's why, Charlie, this year's evangelism conference is not a small one. Tonight, there's going to be impartation to raise oracles. Some of you are going to prophesy life. You meet somebody, you start telling the person about his life. Because the spirit of prophecy can come on you for a purpose. So the first time Jesus showed us practical one, that woman in John chapter 4, and the woman they know only about, the whole city about. Come and see you. And you know what the woman said? Come and see a man who told me, not the Bible, all the things I ever did. That's what torture. Come and see a man. So everybody come. The whole city. The whole city. Someone is about to turn a whole hostel. A whole hostel. The whole city. The whole city came. And they gave their life to Christ. We must all become praying men and praying women. This is the only way to see heaven affect our ministry of evangelism. Without prayer, the preacher preaches death. Without prayer, the preacher preaches death. And can't have a living, growing, miracle evangelistic ministry. Without prayer, you are preaching death. Somebody said the pulpit today is weak in praying. The pride of learning has taken the place of prayer. The pride of learning. You see, these men who handled the gospel back to us were not too much learning, but they turned cities upside down. They understood this ministry of evangelism, changing souls, is a supernatural ministry. It's something you can do in the natural. Prayer is not to the modern prophet a mighty force. However, it was the lifestyle of Paul the apostle. Every preacher, every soul winner, every evangelistic personality who doesn't make prayer a mighty factor in his life and ministry is weak as a factor in God's work and in God's hands. Don't be weak in God's hands. Be strong in the hand of the Lord. Be strong. God must use you. And so, we say, prayer is our ministry. Tap your neighbor and say, prayer is our ministry. A praying church is a growing church. And a growing church is a praying church. But right now, we are doing 50 nights of prayerjalism in our church. So, maybe today is day number 17. I don't know about it. So, every night, we pray from 9 to 11. And the prayer is 2 hours, only on souls. Father, in the name of Jesus, coming Sunday, turn the whole city, empty the whole city into the church. That's the prayer we pray. Acts 13:44. Look at Acts 13:44. You see something there. Coming Sunday, empty the whole campus into this church. My God. And on the next Sabbath day, look at it. Came almost the whole city, which means it has happened before. Almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. I can't go into the church and some churches are empty. No. Father, in the name of Jesus, empty the city into the church. You pray this kind of prayer. I read about a man in Italy. He lived in a town of 14,000 people. And every Sunday, he recorded 14,500 people. He emptied the city and others came from other villages to join. Tap three people and say, it's possible here. Say it to power, 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 power. Man of God, it's possible. We are not here to read history. We are here to rewrite history. We are also writing our own history in our days. Prayer is our ministry. John Wesley said, it seems God will do nothing except men pray. It's true. It seems God will do nothing except men pray. We need passion for souls. But we need passion to pray for souls. Without prayer, souls can't come into the kingdom. It is prayer and fasting that remove the scales from their eyes and open sinners to the gospel. Ask of me. Ask. Come to the place of prayer. Eh? And I'll give you the nations. When man works, man works. When man prays, God works. Do you want man to work or you want God to work? How many of you want to see God working in your life? So have time to pray. Now people say, prayer is also work. The labor of prayer. The Bible says, in all labor there is profit. And so when you labor in prayer. So when we say, I'm praying, when I'm finished, I will go to work. Sure, the prayer is work. When you are praying, you are working. In all labor there is profit. Eh? So when I wake up and I lie on the floor and I pray, by the time I finish praying, my Momo account is loaded with money because I was working. You see, when you think that way, because you see, mentality defines destiny. Mentality. That's why we brought you here this week. To give, all that we are doing is to give you a mindset. The mindset of a soul winner. Don't be useless walking on earth. Be somebody useful in the hands of God. Wherever they drop you, you make changes. So you need a different mentality. And the mentality and say that when you are praying, tell yourself, I'm working. Prayer is work. So you don't run away from the place of prayer and go somewhere. Prayer is work. And when you pray, God pays you, because prayer is labor. And in all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. This morning, everybody that came, God will pay you. Now, so Hostie Taylor said, when man pray, God works. And when God is working, things are easy. When God is working, things are easy. Souls come in their numbers. When is it here that yesterday I was telling you about this my Galamsey guy, who a very hardened criminal. And he has a Galamsey site. And Galamsey, they use a lot of juju. Because you need to charm snakes to walk in the pit. And most of the time, wherever the snake will pass, the next day, that's where the gold will appear. And so that's what Galamsey people do. Galamsey is actually a juju enclave. I tell you, in the pit, it's not a small thing. Snakes and all kinds of things. So this guy called George, he owns a pit. And he has employed 9 boys. And his pit is very deep. 9 electric poles up. So when you join electric poles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. That's how deep they went. So he went downstairs, and when they were there, the pit broke, and 9 of the boys died. And he was half paralyzed. This guy, when he wants to travel, all of our travel with KLM, British Airways, and other things, he travels through the egg, chicken egg. That is his aircraft. So he entered the egg and traveled all over the world. So next time you are eating egg, pray. It may be somebody's private jet. You don't understand? The egg that we eat is his vehicle. So maybe he said, I want to go to Saudi Arabia. He'll enter the egg and then fly. I tell you. The people we are dealing with are oracles. We want to become orators. From today, may the Lord turn you into an oracle, a serious one. So when he told me, I was very angry at that portion of his testimony. That me, I'm buying ticket on KLM. This man. How much is an egg? 1 city, 2 city. He's flying all over the world. So that day, the pit broke and he became half paralyzed. He almost died. And so his situation got so worse. His parents advised him to leave the Galamsey. He came to Accra. He came to stay in Alajo place. But in the night, he can't sleep. His body comes from serious heat as if he's sitting on copper. And so anytime he wants to sleep, this is the bed, but he has to put his leg on the bed and his head on the floor. So he sleeps straight like this. They say, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this. He began to suffer. And so one day he met one of my girls, soul winners. One of my soul winners at the GBC Tower. And he said, sir, will you come to church? I said, nonsense, foolish girl, don't talk to me about God, whatever, whatever. But the girl succeeded in collecting his number. And so every day he'll be calling. Every day we'll be calling. Every day we'll be calling. Televangelism. Every day we'll be calling. Every day we'll be calling. Every day we'll be calling. 3 months later, even that girl, he came to school on KNUS. I don't know, maybe he has finished. 3 months later, the lady called. Mr. George, tomorrow is Sunday. And by this time, when the lady called, the lady has put my DP on his WhatsApp status. So the guy said, I be this farmer, be your pastor. You say, these are the Azan pastors. I told you, and the lady said, hey, my pastor is not as our pastor. The man didn't know that as he said that about me, you know, he has landed into trouble. So, Sunday morning, he wake up from sleep. He doesn't go to church. He said, I saw you sitting on my living room chair with 3 canes in your hands. And he said, if you don't go to church today, me and you will finish. He didn't bath. He just stood up, put on a shirt, and ran from Alajo to Circle. if you know them. He entered the church, sat at the back. The church was full. When he was coming, he was calling the lady. The lady too is an usher. She was busy. Sat down there. He said, whilst you were preaching, I wanted to come and attack you on the altar. Suddenly, when I look at your eyes, it has turned into tiger eyes. Yes. And so he wanted to now run from the church. So he asked the lady, show me the washroom. And they said, this is the washroom. You want to stand up? He was super glued on the chair by the Holy Ghost. He was doing like this at 1 hour, 15 minutes. Arrested by the Holy Ghost. 1 hour, 15 minutes. But when I made the altar call, the super glue left him. And he came and stood there. He gave his life to Jesus. Now, I didn't know. So the next Tuesday, he came to see me with 40 hospital cars. I mean, he has visited different 40 hospitals. So I pray, I lay hands on him, gave him communion. Suddenly, he felt a cool breeze and the paralysis and everything left. After suffering it. So now he's an usher in the church. Now, for you to know his testimony is true, a man followed me to church with a motorcade, police motor. So when we got to the, I told the man, but today is Sunday, where are you going? Drop, park the motor, come to church. So the man is following me, policeman. I'm entering the church. Then he sees this guy at the gate. And he was like, hey! I can't enter the church. Pastor, I'll sit outside. So he sat outside. When we closed, I was traveling, so he dropped me at the airport. So when we're going, I asked the policeman, why? He said, is this type of person in this your church? Is he a member or he came on visit? I said, no. He's even more than a member. He's an usher. He said, no, it's not possible. He said, I used to live in the same town with him. He was so terrible that if he has a case in the police station, the police have to go to his house. Not to arrest him, to go and write the statement. So the whole police commander and everybody will go. They carry the police station to him. You, they will call you to come and write. They will go to him to sit and write. He won't come to the police station. He said, my police commander, everybody in the village was afraid of him. This man can be born again. And I said, don't worry. He's one of my small boys. He met an oracle. An oracle. And you tell your sister and say, from today, you are an oracle going somewhere to win souls. Going somewhere to win souls. Going somewhere to win souls. So, ladies and gentlemen, may you not leave this conference as an orator. Yes. But may you go, even just this afternoon, as an oracle. And it happens through prayer. Shabara barabaya, elabaru shafara, emreketoskele, ilekatoskepele, ilakatoskepe, ishakala, elakatoskepele. Pray without ceasing everywhere. Smith Wiggins was said, I never prayed for 30 minutes, but I was always praying. What is that that we mean? A man was a moving praying machine. 7 ways prayer help is soul winning. Number one. 7 ways. Number one, God works with prayer. God works with prayer. So when men are not praying, God is not working. It's men who are working. God works with prayer. Prayer engages God as a partner in soul winning. When we pray, we get God involved in our soul winning effort. He is the one that draws the souls. But you only come in when we pray. John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. No man can come. It's good we give people tea to drink when they come to church. It's good we give them kenke and fish, but that won't change them. It's God who draws. When we share flyers and we print posters, it's advertisement. Advert don't bring people, it informs people. It's God that brings them. That's why you have seen many posters. Did you follow the poster? No. You say, oh, this is going to be a very nice program. Then you just walk. Advertisement informs people. It's God that draws them. So when you advertise and you don't pray, nobody will come. So I know people do program, they do advert everywhere. On the day of the program, nobody shows up. What you mean? They should have rather divided the money and give it to people to go and fast and pray. A prayer that draws people. John 6:44. No man can come. No man. See, the human being is a spirit. See, don't judge people when you see their shape. He's not a person. It's a spirit living in a container. It is where the spirit goes that the container goes. Until their spirit are drawn. So it is important for the church to understand that no matter our soul winning effort, without prayer, they won't come. Number two, God opened doors with prayer. When we pray, the door of salvation is open to the unsaved. Prayer is a key for opening heavens. It is prayer that opens the door of salvation to many. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass as Jesus was being baptized, praying, the heavens opened. Luke 3:21. Every human being you see is caged somewhere. The door must open for them to come. It is prayer. Or even though this morning many people have gone to school, only 10 of us can shake the whole place. Can shake the whole place. Prayer open doors. There are people who they see the church door open, but to them it's not an open door. Papa Oyedepo says, when the church started, in 1 year, they were 56 or something. He called a prayer meeting and he said, hey, if we go the way we are going, by the time I'm 1,000 years, we won't get 1,000 members. You people gather. So he gathered 3 of his workers. They began to pray. Shaparakata, eleketo, day number 1, day number 2, day number 3. On the 3rd day, the Lord said, stand up. And he said, go out of the church. So he went, papa, turn back. He turned and said, look onto the roof of the church. When he saw, there was a thick black darkness covering the church. And he said, this is the blindfolding weapon the devil is using to misrepresent the church. Command it to roll away. So he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you foul spirit, come out. And the thing rolled like a carpet. Next Sunday, 150 people came to church. From 150 to 300, 300 to 3,000. Okay, now move. Move from Kaduna, come to Lagos. He came to Lagos, started with 300. 300 became 3,000. 3,000 became 9,000. 9,000 became 19,000. 19,000 became 29,000. 29,000 moved to 50,000. Today, every Sunday, 400,000 people. One encounter, one prayer encounter. So there are churches on Sunday. It looks as if they are selling Fanta. Some churches look like Iron Rod Depot. So people look at Iron Rod. Ah, I'm not going to buy Iron Rod. They pass and they go. But we think we are serving God. So later, one of the pastors who became born again was sharing his testimony. He said, ah, when this church came here, I used to pass. Oh, but any time I pass, I see the church like a white garment church. Everybody was wearing white. And yet, nobody even had a white suit in the church. And the devil painted all of this man who looked white, like white garment church. Many churches are being misrepresented by the devil. So people will not enter. So until we pray and change, my God. Mama Joy, I think you came for the breakfast meeting. You saw how we filled that tent. My God. The prayer was on for 40 continuous days. Leke teke pahatos. Leke teke pahatos. It was not a simple thing. Because people don't fill that tent. Is this useless musicians? Even they cry, they've not filled. We fill it to the overflow. Prayer brought the people. The doors open. They were coming. Yes. So the door of salvation may never open to many. We don't wish church growth. We pray church growth. I wish my church would grow. No. As soon as Zion travail, it brought forth. That's why I never grow big. I've been like this for years. My mother-in-law said, when will you be fast? I said, Mama, don't pray that prayer. God don't answer you. Waste your time. Pray different type of prayer. Because we've been fasting and praying. On the normal year, half of the year will be fasted out. This thing is not a problem. Because this work, number three, prayer opened the heart of people to the gospel. Listen, every man's heart has a door. Once the door of their heart is closed, that's why sometimes you see a young man looking for a young lady. He has bought chocolate. He has cooked jollof, a man cooking jollof for a woman. The woman he eat all, she will still not marry you. Their heart is closed. They say, am I not nice enough? You are nice, but not for me. When people's heart are closed towards a church, they will never enter. And it takes prayer to open their heart. Stony-hearted, stubborn sinners turn to God when their heart is open by prayer. Acts 16, 13 to 14. And on the next Sabbath day, anytime you see the next Sabbath day, it means service day. On the next service day, it can be Sunday, it can be whatever. The next time they were going to church. We went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the woman who met there. Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. Look at it. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to hear the things we came to say. So you can be speaking, they are listening, but their heart is closed. The Lord opened her heart. Eh? Whose heart the Lord opened? You can't open anybody's heart. You can bring all their conditions in the church. People will not come. Disco light, people will not come. Dancing champion, moving champion, circle champions. That she hid, he attended unto the things. Now give me New King James. Which were spoken by Paul. So before you win a soul, pray the soul into the kingdom. Father, I take over the heart. I take over the soul. I take over the mind. Leka parakatuske pelekatwa. Irakrakukiske pelekatuska. You list this thing. You pray them into the kingdom. Whose heart the Lord opened to hear? So now, the testimony of John Hyde. How many of you know that Indian Football Association is not allowed to play World Cup? India, raise your hands. You don't know, you will hear today. Raise your hands. Physically, they've been bound. Because the juju headquarters of the world. You play with them, they will score you from 1 minute to the football close. But when they shoot the ball, it comes 100. And the keeper may not know which one to catch. So even unbelievers have recognized their supernatural power. Say, India, you don't play football. You see, that tells you something. That tells you something. That tells you something. So this man, John Hyde, American missionary, was sent to India. What a mission field. Even FIFA is afraid. You, man of God. So John Hyde went to India. And he always fall flat on his face on the floor. And he pray for hours. You pray for hours. Finally, they discovered that his heart has literally shifted from the left to the right. And that's how he shifted the atmosphere of India for the gospel.
His heart shifted. Whoop. And heaven shifted. And India started getting saved. Today there are mega churches in India. But it starts from the prayers of men like John Hyde. He never lived long. He lived to be 47. It's not how long you live, it's how effective and how much you have affected people. 1 month ago, I was with Papa Edepo, and then he says to me, having $1 million doesn't make you a millionaire. What is Papa saying? Every $1 million man is a millionaire. He said no. He said it's touching 1 million lives that make you a millionaire. Because there are many people with millions of dollars who are in prison. I say, yay. So I want to find out, are you a millionaire? So now we don't define millionaire by money anymore. So I see a lot of thousandaires here who will soon become millionaires. Let that thing inform you. How many lives have you touched on campus? Having $1 million doesn't make you a millionaire. It's touching 1 million lives. My brain started jamming. In your prayer room, you can touch lives. John Hyde. He used to pray. Oh, God, give me souls or I die. Later, he changed the prayer. Lord, give me one soul per day. One soul per day. Shaka prakatoske pele kete. Ilikutu karakatoske pele. Imamono mo sembreino marakatoske. Imini miono moniana. Give me one soul per day. But we on our prayer list, there are no souls. Lord, give me B+. A sharp. Give me A's. Then you are happy. But heaven is not happy because you got A. Be an A evangelist. A evangelist. Don't be, some of you are F evangelists. When it comes to evangelism, tap your neighbor, score A, score A, score A. That's what we are talking about. Prayer will shift the heart of man. Kelima Katoska. Lord, I bring your rose before you. Manik Asak, his boyfriend. Leko Tokapa. Imanu Mokota Yakalika Taka. He's getting a lot of money from sugar daddy. Let sugar daddy suck here. Liko tapa likoto. You begin to disengage. Anything is the reason why they won't come to church. You scatter the thing apart. Halakatoska parakata. Can you speak in tongues for 2 minutes? Anyone who has been invited, who has not come, Father, scatter their enterprise. Rakatoske pelekato. Oh, Papa, let it be.
Iprando soko le pranda ni amalebe. Iprando lavani amalaya. Iprando soko ri amalebe. Iprando ri amaprando. Iprando sari amalebe. Iprando lebe. 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 Iprando lebe.
And I will pray for souls, and I will pray for souls, and I will pray. If I don't pray, say I will pass
on. And
I will pray. I will pray. I am a man of God.
Number four. Demonic strongholds holding the people. Break loose. See, every human being is a property of a spirit. Spirits control everybody. Since you became born again, the Holy Spirit. Those who don't go to church, other spirits are controlling them. And you need to break them loose. There are a lot of slave queens on campus. It's not their choice. There is a spirit living in them. A 14-year-old girl in Nigeria said, I sleep with 10 men a day. And he charges 1,000 naira, which is just 10 cedis. 10 men, 14-year-old. It's not normal. There is a spirit that have possessed the girl. So therefore, the church now become the modern day Noah's Ark, where people can run into and be saved. It's not a place for entertainment like we think of. This is where human lives are made and decided. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Things are holding people. Spirits are holding people. But if our gospel is hid, 2 Corinthians 4. It is hid to them who are lost. Do you have New King James? Use that one for me. So they can't see the gospel. But even if our gospel is veiled, when they see the church, veiled, all the joy we are having, they can't see it. Veiled. When we sing anointed music, I just want to be where you are when we are crying. For them, they don't hear that one. It's shatawali, boom, boom, kaka, boom, kaba. They don't even understand that somebody is shaking. The gospel is veiled to those who are perishing. Next verse. Whose mind the God of this age, Lucifer. Today look at on the internet. Freemason, free broadcast. Young men come. John Freemason. And when they are talking, they say, we worship God. You see, they can't mention the name Jesus. That's what makes you know it's not correct. God says, if you want to come to me, use Jesus. As for the word God, it means many things. Don't be deceived. When somebody, I believe in God, is not correct. Let him mention that name. The shrine will scatter one time. As for God, you can mention and go free. But the name Jesus. The name Jesus. Try it. But we believe in Jesus. They can't say that. The God of this age has blinded them. Who do not believe? Look at it. List the gospel of the glory. The gospel make life glorious. You know, my grandfather was a Muslim. He was an imam in Abidjan. We called Alhaji Bomose. He was an Allahu Akbar, people gather. By now, I don't know how my life would have been. Maybe I would have been one of the malams in Nima. But the glorious gospel came.
But people don't see the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Their minds are blinded. They need to be loose. They need to be loose. It's not just, can you follow me to church? Can you give your life to Jesus? No, no, it doesn't work. You need to break the powers. So, ladies and gentlemen, in this Art of Evangelism conference, another area of specialization is incessant prayer. Incessant prayer without end. Incessant prayer. Now, somebody will enter this door. He came as a visitor. Suddenly, phew. Hi, where have I been? Where have I been? What kind of joy is this one? What kind of joy is this one? Next Sunday, I'm coming again. The veil. Wow. Another one comes and when I went, some boys were jumping, some girls. They were jumping in the church. That's what he saw. Another one, the spirit following the person was stuck at the gate. He couldn't enter because of the spiritual energy in the temple. The veil. The veil. Number five. Let's finish. I want us to pray. Through prayer, we engage the Holy Ghost, who is the Lord of the harvest, to partner with us in soul winning. So you can go alone and you won't have effect. But when you pray, the Holy Ghost join you as a partner. And I don't know how many testimonies I can give you. The principal ministry of the Holy Spirit is to empower the soul winner with boldness to share the gospel, whilst at the same time convicting the sinner of his sin and the need for repentance. Therefore, he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest. Who is the Lord of the harvest? The Holy Ghost. That he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Luke 10 verse 2. So when we pray, the Holy Ghost will join us. He will re-echo our voice and make it powerful, and he will convict the people. Number six, through prayer, God sends reaper angels to help in reaping the souls. You see, there are special angels. Their ministry is to gather people. We call them the reaper angels. In Acts chapter 10, verse 3 to 4, a reaper angel visited Cornelius' house. And he said, Mr. Cornelius, send men to Joppa. He gave him accurate GPRS direction. The Holy Ghost has been goggling before Google came. Send men to Joppa. There is a man. He is called Simon. He stayed by the seaside. Wow! Accurate GPRS. Go to his house. There is an apostle there called Peter. Call him. When he comes, he will tell you words by which you will be saved. Accurate Google location. We say we are modern. Holy Ghost has been modern long time. Modern. So, by the help of the Holy Ghost, a reaper angel went to Cornelius' house. He said, let it grow together. At the time of the harvest, the Lord will come and separate the wheat from the tare. And then he'll gather. And they said that, the one that gathered, the reapers are the angels. So we call reaper angels. Father, in the name of Jesus, send the reaper angels across our harvest field, gathering souls into our church meeting next Sunday. Send the reaper. These are some of the prayer points I pray. Reaper angels. You mention their name. They are special angels who gather people. Now, when God wants to change the ministry of a man of God and bring him into multitude, what he does is to multiply the reaper angels. So wherever you go, multitudes. You see, Bishop Dark, his reaper angels have been multiplied. So anywhere he goes, multitudes. It's not something that just happened in a day. As you are faithful, the reaper angels have been multiplied. Sometimes you go to a they just give only 2 days announcement. People still gather. It's not an advert that brought them. There are reaper angels. They go, and they bring the people. I see this church being filled with souls. by the ministry of the Reaper angels. Lift your voice and shout, Reaper angels. Shout again and say, Reaper angels. So you see, Matthew 13:39. The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the, and the reapers are the angels. So when the basenta, they are not coming, call the reaper angels. Gather them. These angels, they don't have wings, so they come like human beings. Number 7, before we pray. Through prayer, Jesus will appear to people. And this is the last card. No matter how stubborn the person, with the appearance of Jesus, they will surrender. Jesus appeared to people in dreams and visions, and he will direct them to the church. Acts 9, 1 to 20. Apostle Paul. Jesus himself met him. He hit him to the floor. Boom! Who are you? I'm Jesus, the one you are fighting. Acts chapter 9. Now, in these last days, we need to engage this one. Father, appear to people in dreams and visions. There was this guy called Matthew. He's now in charge of our generator, filling it to diesel, whatever. Matthew used to live around the church like this kiosk. This one, I'm seeing. There was a Coca-Cola depot. You don't know to work for 1 minute. 1 minute, ice cream depot. That's why Matthew, and the church is just there. He just have to 1, 2, 3, 10, he'll be in the church. He never came. Rather, when we come to church, you go and deflate people's car tires. So when the church closes, I'll be people's car tires, removing windscreen, side mirror, whatever. That was his ministry. We didn't know who was doing that. Prayer. Father, appear to people in dreams and visions. So one day he was sleeping. A man show up in the shop. He said, you are about to die if you don't join that church. He said, me? The church have been fighting. As soon as that vision rolled over, the next day somebody invited him. Sunday, Matthew came to church. Matthew came to church, gave his life to Christ. And they now position him at where there is microphone to be sharing microphone. Here, the people pick it in our church. A human being share the microphone. So that is Matthew's job. He's standing there. Church service was going on. Anointing oil came from heaven and landed on top of his head. He fell under power. People thought he has no eating. He has collapsed. Give him ice cake. He said, it's no ice cake. Nobody was holding oil in the church. Oil from heaven. I've seen that thing twice. I brought a Muslim lady to Accra Conference Center. And this Muslim lady was having bad dreams, spirits chasing her. And he said to the mother, Mama. And the mother took her to a juju man in Nima, and the Nima gave her a voucher to bring to the house. Nipa, the demons in the step. What's a man? The demons multiply. And somebody invited her and said, yeah, breakfast in the only church. So the Muslim girl came. Sitting in the breakfast room, oil from heaven hit him, boom, he fell under power. When they check, anointing oil. Wow. All the demons left. Wow. He became born again. See, we need a lot of supernatural activities to change people. So Matthew is standing there, service is going on. Before we saw, boom, he's on the floor. They carry him, give him water, give him this. When they check, oil from heaven. Not the one the pastor is holding, direct. Then, the next Sunday, look at God. He standing at 5 a.m. He's standing outside, filling generator. A man came, 5 a.m. He said, hey, do the church pay you? He said, no. Yes, I've been seeing you always filling this thing with diesel. Hold this envelope for me. I will come back for it. It was a brand envelope filled with dollars. He kept the money for 3 months. The man never showed up. He had another dream, and the Lord said, I told you if you join the church, I'll bless you. The money is for you. You open it, loaded with dollars. Dollars in a brown envelope. God, you see, but you see, when we don't know, we won't pray in that direction. So one of my prayer points, Jesus appeared to people in dreams and visions. It's a prayer point.
I will show you. So Matthew now has received dollar for free. Now, fully, he was not even sleeping in the church. Another miracle happened. His uncle called him. He said, I hear you are in Accra. I said, come to my office right now. How the uncle got the number? Nobody knows. He went there. He said, I want you to register as a chartered accountant. In fact, I've already spoken to the administrator. Go there and pick your form. 3 days later, Matteo is now a student. Now, he's still sleeping in the kiosk. The uncle called again. And he said, I finished building my house, but I'm not going to live in now. Matthew, 4-bedroom, give him the keys. And Matthew said, uncle, me too. The kiosk is closer to church. How am I going to live in that place? So I'm going to only go there during the weekdays. Weekends, I'm in church. Amazing thing happened. The next morning, he was in the church, 4 a.m. A man came with another envelope. This one, there's a key inside the envelope. He said, there's a phone number. Call this number. Wherever they respond, go there. Matthew opened the envelope, called the number. It was a car garage. He went to the place. He said, sir, a certain number I found in this thing called me. A brand new motorbike. He said, a man came here and bought this motor. And he said, anybody that will call this number, we should give it to him. Matthew now got a brand new motorbike. So now he can go and live in his new apartment and drive the motor to church. Give the Lord a job here. He is now a chartered accountant, but still filling the generator with diesel and still distributing microphones. If we don't pray, let me tell you, certain people can't come to church. The normal ones will come. But those with polystos lifestyle, they won't come. Because Satan is holding them. You know, I was in America, I had a call from a man in London. You know what he told me? He said, man of God, you have captured one of our boys. That's somebody who has been born again. Yeah. That boy is very important to us. Send me your address. I'm sending you $500,000. Release him for us. So when in Aquafa trouble, I blame you. So I said, who is your boy? He said, don't play games with us. This is somebody we have trained. He's one of our best shooters. I hear he comes to your church. I said, sir, it's a place. If you think we are lying, I will make it 800,000. He said, listen to me. Give me the number. In the next 15 minutes, your account will be credited. I said, sir, I have many souls. That's how close I've come to. We will make it 1 million. Release him. They say he's your son now. As I said, this plenty. So where will I know? What's the name of the guy? He can't mention the name. He said, but I need a person. In the name of the Lord Jesus, after this conference, some powerful people in the hands of the enemy, some wicked people the devil is using, they will bow to Jesus. So now I've come close to $1 million to release somebody to go back and do nonsense. Let him go. I'm not the one who arrested him. So when Jesus appeared in dreams and visions. You see, when you say you are praying for souls, you have to know the lines to pray. It's not just that you are praying. Which spirits are responsible for soul winning? I show you, reaper angels, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus himself, this three. Don't just pray, God bring them. Who is bringing them? Lord, so this Saturday, this is the way we pray. Send the reaper angels across our harvest field. That's how every Sunday the church is full. People say, whatever, what is he doing? We don't see him calling people and prophesy. I say, you don't know, I prophesy in my room. I prophesy. Prayer My best position of praying is on the floor. When I pick my pillow like this, I put the pillow here. That's how John Hyde used to pray. And you fire. One guy came to church, very wicked. Went around spreading bad news about me. No problem, he left the church. I prayed. One day he had a vision. They were dropping him into a bottomless pit. And he was hearing, somebody help me! And then it will echo, whoo! Somebody help me, it will echo, whoo! A voice said, lift your head. You know when he lifted, who he saw? He saw me stretching my hands to deliver him. I brought him out of the pit. He never said that against me anymore. Supernatural. So winning. Acts chapter 9, verse 3. As he journeyed, he came to Damascus. Suddenly, a light shone. A light shone. A light shone. Oh, men of God, here, understand this is not a book work. That's why, unfortunately, sometimes pastors train in Bible school. They can't do much. When you say they get angry. Me too, I've gone to Bible school, so I can say it. Exegesis and Bible interpretation doesn't grow church. Power grows church. They turn a mass. They turn a mass. One little boy in my friend Polonice's church, he was in the school. And Fulani men came and arrested. The boys went to eat. When they were coming, they met some Fulani herdsmen, seven of them with AK-47. They lined the boys up. The boys began to sing a song. Began to sing. He's here, he's here. Sing. And they lined them up. Boom, boom, boom. The bullet will not answer. Do you understand? The bullet will not answer. The gun will not work. Boom, boom, boom. The gun will not work. Boom, boom, boom. The gun will not work. They let the boys go. The boy is a student. He said the next day he was in the school, the men came there physical. He saw him, said, come. Are you not the one we wanted to kill yesterday? He said, I'm the one. He said, we have come back to find out from what kind of power are you using? Because since then, the bullets have refused to answer anybody. Now, it's not just, it's not working on you. The bullets have refused. The AK-47 have gone on leave. They're two and two. So, small boy, show us the power. After this conference, Rakatoska Palikatiaka. I say all orators are becoming oracles, oracles, oracles. Hey! A man called David Brainerd. Prayer man. One day, he was preaching in a village. They gave him an interpreter who was a drunkard because there's no interpreter. The interpreter is booze. But there is no other interpreter. But the man of God preached through the booze man. A whole village turned to the Lord. The prayer power penetrated the alcohol. He said, somebody shout the name of your name. I say, in the name of Jesus. The whole village changed. Prayer power. It went beyond the alcohol. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Prayer will turn into a blazing fire. Men will gather to watch you burn. And I will pray, I will pray. Okay? And I will pray, oh, I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will take all of them. We'll pray them into the cave. And I will pray, oh, I will pray the souls. Everybody lift your voice. Speak in tongues.
Everybody pray for
15 minutes.
Close in the next 10 minutes because of the evening service. We are going to try something. We are going to pray, Father, this evening. Send the Reaper angels to gather everyone who is supposed to be in this conference. Everyone who is supposed to be in this conference. We decree, I want you to see something. We decree an overflow tonight. Students are coming. Pastors are coming. Ministers are coming. I want you to pray for this evening. God will show you something. Father, say, send the reaper angels.
Send the reaper angels.
Let them
gather.
Multitudes. Into the conference tonight. Now lift up prayer. Lift up prayer.
Father, send the reaper angels to gather multitudes. Into the conference tonight.
Tonight I'm going to be sharing on supernatural evangelism. And when I finish, I'm going to announce. Now listen to me. The Lord is just speaking to me. He said, this evening, impart the supernatural to young people. Miracles are going to happen by your hands. Some of you, God will take you into a prophetic arena. Some of you, the healing anointing will come upon you strong. So, Mama, tonight give me oil. Supernatural evangelism. We will not witness as normal people again. We are going to witness as oracles. Somebody say oracle. Put the word oracle on the internet. Everybody ceases to be an ordinary person. The Bible says, great multitude follow Jesus. And find out the reason. Because of the miracles. See, when you read the Bible, don't just read it to feed your mind. All the things written were written for our example. Lift your hands in thanksgiving. How many of you have learned something today? Before you win anybody, pray him into the church. Pray them. As soon as Zion travel, a prophet. A prophet. Me, I don't like church where old people jump from another church. I don't like that. The AG church is all over, but I don't like it. I want my own fresh souls. Fresh soul. So sometimes people can say, where are these? Sometimes they say my church is not an AG church. You know why? I don't transfer people. I want people that I saw their beginning. God transforming them. Tonight I will tell you many things. How many of you are ready for tonight? How many of you want to see a flyer 10 to 50 euros for people to eat money? You think that person will ever stop the church? I gave a guy a flyer. He said, Lord, tonight, tomorrow, I don't have food to eat though. He dropped the flyer on the window. Next morning, he's going to pick the flyer. 50 euro life. Flyer changed to money. People don't follow us for nothing. Yeah. So today, I will preach on the supernatural. Every one of the people who follow you to church. People will follow in the days of scarcity. Yeah. Since I met that lady, my life has never been the same. Father, tonight, turn me from an orator into an oracle. Let me read it. Because I want you to know, a priest or priestess acting as a medium through whom advice or prophecy was sought from the gods in classical antiquity. A person on a thing regarded as an infallible authority on something. Someone who knows a lot about a subject and can give good advice. Go, there is more. So he is like a fetish priest, native doctor. But this one is Holy Ghost doctor. Recently, a very learned professor went to see a woman priestess in Cape Coast. The woman said, sir, I've done medicine for you. But on your way to Accra, don't wear anything. Drive in your car naked. Professor, listen. A man drove her. He got to Kaswaja and she met some crazy policemen. Sir, can we check your boot? Latest car. Pim, the boot open. They say, no, calm down. We want to check the boot with you so you don't say we put some. The man says, sir, I've opened the boot for you. Check it and let me go. They say, no. If you speak again, you're under arrest. Professor came out naked. An oracle told him. Knowledge couldn't fight oracle. So if a professor will bow to a woman oracle, how much Holy Ghost oracle? Hey. Hey. All people have hidden issues. They have hidden issues. As soon as that girl is very dangerous. Madam, where do you go to church? So we are now moving from orators to become oracles. Can you imagine 500 oracles on campus? This place cannot contain us. After Lady Joy has preached, you catch somebody begin to prophesy. Wow! Everybody choristers, instrumentalists, oracle. This campus can't go. They will leave their churches, they will come. In my church, there's all kinds of people inside. And every day, Lord, turn me from an orator into an oracle. I've orators, they almost put before me, kasa kasa tente. Great multitude followed him when they saw his miracles. Don't be deaf. So every pastor here, pray into the supernatural. Pray into the supernatural. Before the election, I saw some prophets. They said, Bishop, Charlie, the way money is flowing, do you think this election to change for a Christian to come and say, hey, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry. What we see doesn't change. Lift your hands. By the way, let me pray for everybody who came this morning because you have done well. Come. Come, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Mama. Just a touch. Some of you, your academics will just shift. Before they come in the evening, you have received double dose. Some of you, this afternoon, when I finish, you go to sleep, you start traveling in the spirit. You see visions. Father, turn my girl into an oracle. Oracle, man of God. Oracle. No more ordinary. Hey, listen. Some of you, before you enter the exam, you see the questions the night before. I don't want to tell you things about exam, but maybe I will talk to Mama. I will come and do only how do I call it? Academy Miracle Service. For the church alone. One night, you see something. Everyone that left his lecture and he came this year. Hey. Nobody's going to trail here. Yes. Yes. I was going to close. The Lord said, no. Just for them to come in this morning. No. Don't let anybody go the same. Touch them. Touch them. Your prayers are answered. Your prayers. Even though I'm touching your head, it will turn to money in your pocket. This afternoon, many of you are going to receive momo blessing. God bless you. Receive a miracle for coming this morning. Not everybody can come in the morning. Yes. Oh, Father, bless them. They bless. They bless. They bless. They bless. May this touch answer prayers in your life. Oh, Jesus. Somebody just got healed of a pain in the heart. A pain in the heart. Somebody just got healed. There is a lady here. You are having a problem with your menses. You are healed. Lift your hands, thank the Lord. Father, we bless you.